This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الفقيه هو الفقيه بفعاله ليس الفقيه بنطقه ومقاله وكذا الرئيس هو الرئيس بخلقه ليس الرئيس بقومه ورجاله وكذا الغني هو الغني بحاله ليس الغني بملكه وبماله.
عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Alhamdulillahi wahdah wa salatu wa salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'dah, amma ba'd. So tonight being the 25th night, it is one of the primary candidates of Laylatul Qadr. And so the topic that I have chosen is going to be a slightly more difficult one because it is a blessed night. It is a night we aim high. So I have delayed some of these topics that should have been done at the beginning. I delayed them to these nights because I want to leave some very juicy and difficult topics of the akhlaq of the mu'min. So tonight's topic is one that, wallahi, it is quintessential to be a mu'min, and yet it is so difficult, and that is to forgive others. One of the characteristics of the mu'min is afu and ghufran and maghfirah. Allah says in the Quran, khudhil afu, take the path of forgiveness. Allah says in the Quran, wa an ta'fu aqrabu lit-taqwa. If you forgive, then this is the essence of piety. When Allah tells us to race to a Jannah whose width is greater than the heavens and earth, Allah Azza wa Jalla describes them as saying, those who give their money in difficult and easy circumstances, and those who control their anger, وَالْكَاظِمِ الْغَيْضِ وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ, and those who forgive mankind. Forgiveness, when somebody, and by the way, forgiveness can only happen when somebody has done a legitimate wrong. If somebody hasn't wronged you, there's nothing to forgive. So forgiveness is so difficult because you actually do have a haqq. You have a right that has been taken away. You have a legitimate reason to be angry. There's a legitimate cause that you're irritated, you're frustrated. And at that stage, to be the better of the two and to let go of grudges, to not wish ill will, to forgive your Muslim brother and sister for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is indeed the essence of piety. أَقْرَبُ لِلتَّقْوَى, as Allah says in the Quran. And Allah Azza wa Jalla describes the believers as those who, وَإِذَا مَا غَضِبُوا هُمْ يَغْفِرُونَ. Even when they're angry, they are able to forgive. Isn't that a beautiful Quranic way of describing the pinnacle of forgiveness? وَإِذَا مَا غَضِبُوا, even when they're legitimately angry, somebody has irritated them, somebody has done something that causes them to be angry, even then they can forgive. And Allah Azza wa Jal allows us to have retribution. As Allah says, وَجَزَاءُ سَيِّئَةٍ سَيِّئَةٌ مِثْلُهَا. The compensation of somebody who does wrong, you can do the wrong back to him. Then Allah says that, وَجَزَاءُ سَيِّئَةٍ سَيِّئَةٌ مِثْلُهَا فَمَنْ عَفَى وَأَصْلَحَ فَأَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ. Whoever forgives and builds the relationship back together, that person, there is no ajr I can say, only Allah knows that ajr, and Allah will give him that ajr. So Allah gives us a simple rule, and that rule is, if somebody wrongs you, you have the right to do the exact same thing back. If somebody does something nasty mean, somebody says something nasty to you, the Sharia allows you that you give the same nastiness. And notice Allah calls it nastiness. وَجَزَاءُ سَيِّئَةٍ سَيِّئَةٌ. Allah doesn't call it good. Just because it's allowed for you to do, it doesn't become good. It is still nasty, but it is allowed. You're not going to be held accountable. If somebody insults you, you insult him back the same manner, then you are square, back to square zero. You haven't done anything. Then Allah says, فَمَنْ عَفَى وَأَصْلَحَ فَأَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ. But whoever forgives and then brings that relationship back together again, overlooks, then that person, his ajr is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the highest form of forgiveness. And the most important form of forgiveness is forgiveness between family members, between spouses, between children. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, especially this regard in the Quran, that Allah says that, O you who believe, some of your spouses, some of your children, they might act as enemies towards you. They might do things or say things that are going to be harmful to you. Then Allah azza wa jalla says, but whoever forgives, وَأَن تَعْفُوا وَتَغْفِرُوا وَتَصْفَحُوا, if you forgive, you overlook, you wipe away, then indeed Allah is forgiving and merciful. So the concept of forgiving for the sake of Allah, our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, I swear about three things, he said. I swear about three things. Number one, whoever gives charity, his money will not go down, I swear by it. Number two, whoever humbles himself, Allah will raise him, I swear by it. And number three, whoever forgives, Allah will increase his izzah, I swear by it. The Prophet ﷺ gave qasam, whoever forgives, he's not the weaker of the two. Whoever forgives is the stronger of the two. The more izzah is the one who forgives. And in a beautiful hadith in Musnad Imam Ahmad, simple hadith, اغفروا يغفر لكم. You can all memorize it. اغفروا يغفر لكم. Forgive others, Allah will forgive you. Simple hadith. Forgive others, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you. And when somebody asked Amr ibn al-As to describe the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he gave a beautiful description. It's in the Shama'il of At-Tirmidhi. And a phrase in there is that, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never took revenge for himself. Rather, he would turn the other cheek, and he would forgive, and he would overlook. Safa, afu, maghfira. This is how our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was described. In fact, what is the entire seerah except the default of forgiveness to one's enemies and friends, kith and kin? What did he do in Ta'if? He forgave. What did he do when he conquered Makkah? He said to the people, اذهبوا, go, فأنتم طلقاء, لا تثريب عليكم اليوم, يغفر الله لكم. This is our Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. There is no blame on you today. Allah shall forgive all of you. The default is forgiveness. So to forgive for the sake of Allah. And dear brothers and sisters, understand one point. When you forgive, this is not a justification of that evil. A lot of people say, how can I forgive? He did so much wrong to me. No, it's independent. Your forgiveness does not validate the wrong. Your forgiveness is your internal mechanism to heal. The wrong remains wrong. So please understand, when you forgive, you're not justifying that wrong. You're not overlooking that wrong. It's your own internal mechanism. Because if you don't forgive, which you have the haq to not forgive, we're going to talk about this very quickly. You have the haq to not forgive. If you don't forgive, in reality, you have kept the wrong in your own heart. And the effects of the wrong will remain within you for as long as you don't forgive. So even non-Muslim psychologists, they say forgiveness is a stepping stone to internal healing. Forgiveness is a stepping stone to your internal healing, to coping. It's actually one of the strongest ways to cope with your own trauma, with anything that's happened to you. An internal forgiveness cleanses your own heart. It's not a justification of that wrong. Now, before we conclude, we have to be very, very frank and blunt here. You see, the Sharia encourages forgiveness as a default. But, number one, it's not wajib. And number two, sometimes that default is not encouraged. The Sharia doesn't want you to be made a fool out of. The Sharia does not want tyrants and zalims to continue their dhulm if everybody forgives them. So the Sharia has options for you. So you can say, theoretically, there's five options. One of them is haram. And that is, somebody does a wrong, you do worse wrong back to him. This is haram. So if somebody punches you, a'udhu billah, you, yani a'udhu billah, kill or something, something like, intentionally, right? This is, you have done more wrong, okay? This is dhulm. And his minor dhulm, your greater dhulm, now you have to answer to Allah. That's obviously not allowed. Number two, you don't forgive and you get revenge legitimately from within the confines of the Sharia. وَجَزَاءُ سَيِّئَةٍ سَيِّئَةٌ مِثْلُهَا. Somebody insults you insult him back. Somebody hits you hit him back. Somebody does something wrong, you take him to court, you get your haq. Or you make dua to Allah and you make dua of the madhloom. It is allowed to make dua of the madhloom. And if you do this, you are in your right. Now, when should you do this Islamically? Generally speaking, when the person who does so it is understood that they're doing it out of an animosity to Allah and His Messenger. They're doing it and there's no hope for them. They're doing it and they're evil to the core. You know, evil tyrants around the world, people that are doing zulm to masses of mankind. Those people, you don't just forgive and forgive, because the world is not going to work that way. Somebody has to call them to check, right? And so our Prophet ﷺ made dua against the leaders of the Quraysh. He didn't forgive them when they threw the carcass of the animal on him and they laughed their heads off when they did that evil thing. Yani, there's a level of dignity that should come even in hatred. They lost that dignity. So our Prophet ﷺ raised hands to Allah and said, "Oh Allah, I ask you to take care of," and he mentioned Fulan and Fulan and Fulan and Fulan, and all five of those he mentioned, Battle of Badr, and they were gone. It's allowed. You don't turn the other cheek when you're being massacred and say, "Oh, forgive it." No, there's hikmah. So this is, you are, and if you're not able to forgive, even if it's not dhulm for the sake of Islam, somebody has done dhulm for your money, and you are angry at that person, you're allowed to not forgive, make dua against that person. It's jaiz. You don't have to feel bad if you're not able to, but try your best. So this is stage number two. You get revenge in a halal manner in this world. Stage number three, a bit higher, but still it's not forgiveness. That is, in this world, you leave their affair, but you say on the day of judgment, "I shall not forgive you. And in the court of Allah, I will get my hisab back." This is also allowed, right? Somebody has done zulm to you, and you say, "You know what? Khalas, in this dunya, you are free. But I have not forgiven you. And in the court of Allah, I will get my haq from you." And once again, it is jaiz to do this. It's not wrong to do this, right? And you are allowed, especially when it comes from a khubth, an evil, you know, person, you know? And you know, Allah knows best, and I'm also a human being. Sometimes I have done this as well. People slander me, release evil videos about me, complete slander. And I know they know it's a lie. I don't have it in my heart to just forgive when damage has been global. So I say, on the day of judgment, I'll get my hisab. This is the way I am, and we're allowed to do this, no problem. Higher than this, so this is level three. Higher than this, you forgive, but in this dunya, you avoid relationship. This is good, and there is ajr. You forgive, but you don't mend. Because Allah says, "Faman afa wa aslaha." It's two things He mentioned. You can do afu without islah. And this is also jaiz. Somebody did a lot of wrong, and this should be done when the person apologizes. The bare minimum should be number four. Now, usually, when a person expresses regret and remorse, then it is mustahab to forgive. It is encouraged to forgive. But suppose the harm was so much that you forgive, but you cannot mend the relationship. This too is jaiz. And you have some ajr because you have forgiven. And by the way, and again, so that we understand, our sharia is so beautiful. There's a spectrum, and we have to find our place within that spectrum. Even the Prophet ﷺ and Wahshi, you know who Wahshi is? Wahshi killed who? Hamza radiallahu anhu. The Prophet ﷺ forgave, but he was never close to Wahshi. Human being, what you did to my uncle, I can't forget it. So the Prophet ﷺ forgave. But he said to Wahshi, "Don't be close, be in the back of the audience." Wahshi would always have to be there. It's halal, it's permissible. The trauma was too much. And the Prophet ﷺ never had a strong relationship with this individual because of the crime he had done, even though he had forgiven him, subhanAllah. So again, why am I telling you all this? Because sometimes preachers speak in theoretical. We are not angels. Sometimes the trauma is so hard that we cannot forgive. And I want to tell you, it's halal to not forgive perfectly. You can forgive partially, like Wahshi. This is a partial forgiveness. It's good. You get ajr, and no problem. The highest level, فَمَنْ عَفَى وَأَصْلَحَ. And we can do this, and we should try to do this, especially with family and friends, and especially if they have apologized and expressed regret. This is now the mustahab thing to do, that you forgive and you forget what they have done, and you mend the relationship back, and you continue as if no zulm has happened. فَمَنْ عَفَى وَأَصْلَحَ فَأَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ. Allah will give him the ajr. Again, much can be said, time is always tight. Please look up the story of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq and his cousin's son, Mistah. Look it up. Mistah did what he did. Mistah spread the slander, a'udhu billah, and then he apologized. But Abu Bakr said, "Wallahi, I'm never going to help you again," and he cut off all ties. He apologized, he expressed regret. Abu Bakr had the haqq to cut off. Allah revealed in the Quran, don't use the name of Allah to say that you're not going to give sadaqah to your relatives and to a muhajir and to a person who attended Badr as well, by the way, right? And to miskino wal muhajir, he said, wal ya'fu wal yasfahu, forgive and turn over a new leaf. Don't you want Allah to forgive you? This is the essence of dhulm. He spread slander about his own daughter, Abu Bakr's daughter, Aisha radiallahu anha. Yet Allah said, forgive, overlook. So Abu Bakr as-Siddiq said, yes, I want Allah to forgive me. Then he made a qasam, wallahi, as long as I'm alive, Mistah will get every month charity from me. And he has established relations back to him. If Abu Bakr as-Siddiq can forgive somebody who slandered our mother Aisha radiallahu anha, surely me and you can forgive whatever has happened in our lives when our relatives come, our friends come and ask forgiveness. Bottom line, whoever wants to be forgiven by Allah should forgive others. أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَنْ يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ اِغْفِرُوا يُغْفَرْ لَكُمْ. Forgive others, Allah will forgive you. اللهم إنك عفوٌ تُحِبُّ الْعَفْوَ فَعْفُ عَنَّا. Allah is al-afu. He loves to forgive. When we forgive, Allah will forgive us. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us the wisdom to forgive when forgiveness is better, and the wisdom to not forgive and make dua when that is better. May Allah allow us to have pure hearts. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us always to be the better of the two in any engagement and relationship. May Allah make us the best of believers, and inshallah we'll continue tomorrow. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
إن الفقيه هو الفقيه بفعاله، ليس الفقيه بنطقه ومقاله، وكذا الرئيس هو الرئيس بخلقه، ليس الرئيس بقومه ورجاله، وكذا الغني هو الغني بحاله، ليس الغني بملكه وبماله.